Welcome back to the God's Vibes podcast. What's good, Faith Walkers? What is good? We've got a guest interview today. This one is special. If you're not familiar, we have a community where we take God's Vibes to a whole nother level, and it's called Courage Co. So Courage Co is a community that is in a private app, really just for accessibility reasons and privacy, so that you have a sacred space and a safe space off social media, off of all of what's going on out there in the interwebs, and you can connect with other faith walkers like yourself, no matter where you are really on your God journey. You can invest in community, which is so important. We need community in general, but we need to be building community all the time because we have no idea when we really, really, really will need community. And there's so many different tools and programs and resources for you to get plugged into along the way. Okay, so it's almost like a growth track, if you will. So Courage Co is located on a desktop browser at www.courageco.org. And when you go there, you can go there in a browser in your phone as well. And there's a link to download the app. And then once you download the app, you can just have the app on your phone and be in and out of there. I love listening to different trainings or connecting to people from the app. And then when I sit down and spend a little more time, I'm doing that from a desktop. So whatever you prefer, you can come join us, www.courageco.org. And when you are in there, something that we have that is really special is one of our signature programs. This program is called the God's Vibes Mastermind. Okay, so we've got the God's Vibes podcast, and we have the God's Vibes Mastermind. And the Mastermind is powerful. It's been termed Holy Spirit Boot Camp. It is inner healing on a whole nother level. Because you really do go through inner healing, whether that's mental health with God, emotional health with God, developing spiritual health, right? Even just from the beginning of putting spiritual disciplines in place and understanding how to grow spiritually and mature spiritually to physical health, relational health, social health, financial health, all of it. We do a deep dive into all things you with God at the center, which is so, so important. And here's why. We can only prosper to the degree that our soul is healthy. Okay. And soul, we describe here in this community as your mind, as your will, your ability to make wise and sound decisions, and your emotions. And your emotions are indicators of what's happening in your heart, right? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. So you have a sense of what's going on in your heart by what you're talking about out of the time. But out of the heart also flow all the issues of life. So sometimes we just think it's our head, but really it's what's going on in our heart. So the God's Vibes Mastermind is a deep dive into you with God so that you can prosper even as your soul prospers. And then you can really be aligned and understand what it is to be whole and understand what it is to be aligned with God so you can align and track with Him and all you think, say, and do. And also then be deployed into this co-creation process with God. He loves giving us opportunities to partner with Him, to do exploits, to dream God dreams, to take our faith walk to an entirely different level that we probably didn't think we had capacity for. So we got something for that too. But the God's Vibes Mastermind is our signature program. It is designed to be 3 months in length. However, you get access to it for an entire year because when you're on a God journey, you can't say, oh, this one will take you 2 weeks or this section will take you 2 days. You really can't say that. The Holy Spirit is guiding the entire journey, which is so, so powerful. So this is not a course. This is not, you know, one of those programs that you buy and you forget about. You kind of leave it somewhere in your email. It's not like that. We have weekly sessions that are live together, which is so powerful because it's almost like training all over again. It's taking the lessons to an entirely different level. You've got all the training to go through. There are a ton of bonuses. You actually get the Courage Co training bundle on demand, which is an entire year of just extra training for you. So if you want to start binging content like success habits or spirit-driven entrepreneurship or relational health, right? You can literally go through these segments just like you would Netflix and chill, only you're getting a return on your investment. You're getting strategies, you're getting tools for transformation, and when you apply them, you change your life. So you get an entire bundle for free. You get our 52-card declaration deck, which we love in this community. We tend to pull cards that have scripture on one side and a declaration of that truth on the other, just so you're in your habit and practice of speaking life every single day and meditating on the word every single day in a different way, a dynamic way. That's not a replacement for actual study of the word, meditation on the word, time with God, but it is a nice little blessing that we'll send to you for free. Then there's also two bonus courses. There's guided meditations, a ton of journal prompts, and really just the community that you develop in there is everything. We've got alumni that wanted just to stay in this program. So we've got special benefits for alumni, including a very nice discount into the Spirit Driven Success Life Coach Certification Program, among other things. So there's so much goodness and generosity that comes just from getting plugged in to the God's Vibes Mastermind. Because we know when you take that risk, it's significant and your life changes and you get accelerated into a whole new world. And so we want to make sure that you're fully supported all along the way. Some of the things that people have been saying are they start experiencing acceleration in their life. Like they were just stuck for years. I'm talking 7, 10 plus years. And then all of a sudden they get accelerated. They have this connection with God that they didn't know was possible. And it just keeps getting deeper and more dynamic and authentic every single day. And it's blowing their mind. They're experiencing breakthroughs, deliverance, heart healing. They are feeling like they are supported, maybe for the first time in their life, which is significant just in general, but then also when it comes to stepping out into some God dreams to come. But it is powerful. It's hard to put into word just what happens, but we're doing that here in this episode today. We've got a testimony of just what a year in the God's Vibes Mastermind can do for your life. And some good news too, to think about here. We are doing a challenge, not a challenge, it's a workshop, masterclass, not really a webinar, but it's a training, okay? But it's a powerful, transformative training. It's called Divine Alignment, and it's free. So we're doing a Divine Alignment training for free Thursday, May 16th at 7:30 p.m. in the Courage Co. community. So when you go to www.courageco.org, you get plugged into that community, you will get to experience this program for free. So powerful. So we're going to give you some really neat things in there. I can't reveal it here. You got to be there. But we're going to go through some really fun stuff that will really change your life for sure if you apply it. But yes, so goodness to come. Get plugged into that. Divine Alignment. It's a free masterclass. I will drop the registration for that in the show notes. And then if you're in the Courage Co. community, once you log in, you can find it under events and RSVP. So you can just sync that to your calendar so you don't forget it and you don't miss it. But join us for free. We will be live Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Looking forward to connecting with you there. And then yes, also be on the lookout for Prophetic Monthly Training. This is something that you can plug into anytime you want. This is an ongoing monthly training. We do new content every single month. It is to help you develop your prophetic gifts and to start living in the supernatural as your new normal. It is so fun. There are 6 live sessions. This is not a course. This is not a mastermind. This is purely experiential. So if you want to plug into that, you can also go to www.courageco.org. All right, y'all, let's hear from somebody else, not my words, their words. What is happening inside the God's Vibes Mastermind?
Hello, thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
Hello, hello. So tell the folks a little bit about who you are.
My name is Shelby. I am now a recovering workaholic, stay-at-home mom for this season, and really just loving this journey that I am on, getting to spend intimate time with God, getting to basically absorb everything that I can as far as walking with him, learning from him, engaging with him. I mean, seeing signs and his wonders everywhere. I went from being a complete inside gal well to now I go on 3 mile walks every day, like just living my best walk with God life. And it has been the craziest journey ever. So that's who I am. I have three beautiful children and a husband, and really I'm a Texas girl, for
Yep.
now.
Yeah, I was like,
We'll
about to
see
move, but for
where
now.
that leads us. Hey, but I'll claim it while I can.
Yes.
But really just sitting back in his wonder lately. I know my word for 2023 was wonder, and he was restoring my childlike wonder. And boy, did he. Like, I am now in my crazy bird lady era. I sit outside and look at birds all day. You know, throw food out to them.
Amazing.
I
Did you
picture
know that
Home
there's
Alone, you know,
microphones where you can
on
like listen to the bird sounds and then you can identify what type of bird it is by the sound? You might need
the
that
road.
in
Oh, you don't think I already have that app on my
your life.
phone?
Oh, okay.
I have it.
Perfect. I'm like,
I got
there's
it.
an accent. Like, if you don't have that in your life, you need that in your life.
Oh, I got it. There's apps that you can like just listen. It'll listen for bird sounds
Oh my
and
gosh.
it'll tell you what birds are around you. But I do like a, it's kind of funny. It reminds me of my spiritual walk. Like I do a confirmation where the app will tell me I'm hearing it. And then I'm like, where are you? Where are you? I know I'll see you somewhere. Where are you?
Too funny.
So there's a two-part confirmation to it for me. But yes, I'm living my crazy bird lady life and it is just wonderful. So that's a little bit about me.
I
But
love. Well, so tell
that's
me
where I
too.
am.
So it's beautiful when you hear that somebody has this hunger for God, that they're seeking Him and enjoying the seek in some kind of way. But you weren't always there. And that seems completely inaccessible and not even possible, or it doesn't even sound like something you would enjoy at some part of your journey. So tell me a little bit about how you arrived there.
Let's rewind about a year and a half. We will go into what I call my old self. My old we recently I got my born again date is April 13th. And so I was born again on April 13th. So prior to
Happy birthday.
that,
Well timed.
actually had a friend text me happy rebirth date on that day, and I was like,
I
yes.
love that's so good.
One day. But I was a self-proclaimed workaholic. I loved working 60-hour weeks, beating myself to death, overdoing everything. Naturally, I am extra at everything that I do, and work was no excuse. It was the same thing. It was, I self-made a business out of nothing. And really, it was quite successful. But there was something missing. And one day, I mean, queen of manipulation, queen of lying, queen of saying what people wanted to hear just to either A, avoid confrontation, or B, get my way. Which is, ugh, thinking back on it, I'm like, oh, what a horrible thing I did. But forgiveness, grace, like there's so much of that involved as well. So, I'm driving to work one day and was forcefully listening to the God Vibes podcast because Liana knows this, but for those that don't, I'll share it real quick. I had a huge resistance to the God Vibes podcast, and it was solely because of Juliana's voice. Like, I love you so much, and you know I love you. But it was literally like nails on a chalkboard to me. Your joy irritated something in my spirit. But every time I listened to a podcast episode, I got something out of it. I felt like you literally were reaching through the radio and talking to me. And I was like, okay. So driving to work one day, and this was whenever I took on two office locations. So I was commuting an hour and a half, 3 days a week, and then commuting 5 minutes, 2 days a week. So it was just insanity. So I'm on the long commute and listening to the podcast, and I felt it wasn't God audibly telling me, but I felt something in my spirit that said, sign up for one-on-one coaching. Like, you're going to email her, you're going to sign up. And this, like, it's a done deal. Once you send the email, it's done. So against all Texas rules, I sent the email while driving because I was like, I know if I resist this, I'm going to find every excuse not to do it. So I did. I sent the email and was just like, hey, don't know what I'm saying right now. I think we could even go back and find that email where I just.
Oh yeah. We have it still. Like, that would be a great thing to do.
I don't know what I'm doing, but I know I'm supposed to sign up for one-on-one coaching with you. And that's really how I dip my toes into this huge snowballing transformation with God. Mm-hmm. And it was like, from one-on-one coaching, I felt, I mean, you can probably remember the call that we were on whenever, like, my jaw dropped. And I was like, oh, I'm supposed to walk away from my job.
Yeah.
And then I was sitting there one day and I was looking through the Courage Co group and different things like that, and really felt in my spirit, this is what you're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And that was like the phrase that kept jumping out at me. And I mean, I was in this exact spot right here. I was sitting right here and like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Okay. So then I think it was a few days later, we had the coaching call and I was like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I get it now. So I had to walk away from a very lucrative career, from giving up the workaholic mentality. There were many masks that we almost had to peel off one by one to get down to my authentic self. And it was quite the journey. I mean, you get into God's vibes, you get into the mastermind, and you just start learning and growing, but you're learning and growing with people that are learning and growing too. And like, you get to hear all of these wonderful testimonies and testimonies and all of the ways that other people's lives are being because they're doing the work. And it just puts a fire in your belly to start doing it. Mm-hmm. So then while I'm on this journey, starting the mastermind, he starts pointing out other things that I have to give up. I was an avid vapor. I mean, I was addicted to nicotine. I was addicted to THC. I was addicted to all of the things. And God's like, we are stripping you down, ma'am. No, no more, nothing. Yeah. And so I quit vaping. Like, I got a God download one day. I was sitting in my garage and like pulled out my notes on my phone and was like, Lord, help me quit. I can only quit with you. So help me quit. And he gave me a 3-day timeline, like to the hour. I still have it saved on my phone of how I was going to quit. And it wasn't cold turkey. Thank goodness. I don't think I could have handled that at the time, but it was very much like, at this hour, you can go to the garage. And then at this hour, you can go to the garage. And it was scaled back every single day until the fourth morning. Like, there was no more. Everything was thrown in the trash. There was no more. I didn't want it anymore. Yeah. That craving was gone. That need for it was gone. And I had tried to quit many times on my own. I had tried to put it down, walk away from it. You know, all of the patches, the gum, the this, the that. And nothing seemed to work. And then I was like, oh, that's because I'm doing it with him. It's different. And so that gave me a whole new empowerment to be able to do things that I thought I would never be able to do. And that's one of the biggest, I think, walking away from my career and becoming a stay-at-home mom was probably one of the most terrifying things I had to do in that moment. Now I love it. But seeing his strength through me in quitting was one of the moments where I saw my weakness and his strength. Like, it's almost like when I stayed home from work, when I quit my job, I was still doing it in my own strength. I was still walking away from it and being like, okay, like, this is a trust moment. This is a faith moment. This is what we're doing. But I couldn't have quit without God. when it came to vaping and smoking and doing all the things like that. That just didn't happen. So we got rid of a lot of addictions, shopping included. I mean, there was so many, many vices that I clung to.
Yeah.
That were not healthy. We're not healthy for my bank account, weren't healthy for, I was not being a good steward, which those that know me know that word used to be, up until recently, was like a trigger word for me, steward. No. But I never understood why. And then, of course, in the mastermind, Joanna's like, do you think there's a reason why that's a trigger word? I'm like, oh, yeah. But anyways, we'll get to that in a bit. I just really felt like his strength pulled through in my weakness in that moment. And it gave me a new power to move in. It empowered me to do new things. And then moving further along in the mastermind and then Courage Co. and different things, you build up these friendships. I built up lifelong friendships that I'm going to keep with people that I've only seen in person one, if not no times.
Yeah.
Which is so bizarre when you think about it. When you say things like, oh, my best friend lives four states away and I've only seen her face to face once.
Yes. Or like out of the country, the right?
Yes. Australia. But there's something to be said about roots growing together in God. In Christ, like growing your, we got to bring up the bamboo shoot, actually.
Sure.
That's what just came to mind. One of the biggest aha moments I ever had is Juliana was talking about making sure that you flow like a bamboo shoot, that like your heart and your head are all flowing in accordance to what God has called you to do, what God wants you to do. And I realized that my bamboo shoot was not a bamboo shoot. It was like a bunch of murky water at best. There was nothing flowing in it. And even symbolically bought myself a bamboo plant, which I have kept alive for over a year now. So that is impressive for me. But I have a black thumb of death.
So like my little green thumb that's
Yeah, it's just the tip of my fingernails green right now, but we're getting there. We're getting there. I got a couple of plants I'm keeping alive. But as we progressed, I also was the spiritual head of my household for quite some time. I was the one that was getting up and doing my quiet time and praying over the kids and making sure we all got to church on Sunday mornings. And my marriage was not in a great place. It was a scratch that we're going to be transparent. It was in an awful place. It was in one foot out the door. No redemption in sight as far as I could humanly see.
Yep.
And then, but I learned through all of the work that I had been doing to focus on myself, to not worry about what everyone else was doing, AKA my husband, to focus on me, myself, and I, and everyone else will kind of find their own path. And I think that was also a hard lesson to learn, was you can't force someone to come to God. You can only lead by example. And that was a good 4-5-6 month process of learning to focus on Shelby and not on what he was doing or what my kids were doing or how their walk with God is going. They're tiny. Like, they're going to get their own walk when they're ready. All I have to do is set the example. And then we have just had holy shift after holy shift under our roof. And now my husband is actually the spiritual head of this household. He gets up, he makes us coffee, he makes sure we have our Bible and then our quiet and then our prayer time back to back. And Sunday mornings, he's the first one up and dressed and breakfast for everybody and out the door. A huge, huge thing for me is we actually volunteered in the church choir together for Christmas, which is so not like him.
Oh my gosh.
It was his idea. Like, he
So
brought
good.
it. And so in this year, there has been personal redemption. There has been marriage redemption. I have seen a change in my kids, in their walk with God. Hearing my 7-year-old pray is one of the most heartstring pulling things I have ever heard in my life. Like, she, when she prays,
yeah,
she's so innocent. And God, I hope you're having a good time in heaven. I hope that you are, you and Jesus are living it up there. Like, she just worries about God in her prayers. And I can learn a thing or two from her.
So good.
But the trans have been insane. And then take us to 6 months ago, we went on a family trip to Oklahoma, and all of us felt very God called to up and move there. And so we are currently in the middle of selling our house. My husband starts his job in 46 days, but who's counting? Yeah. And we are loving it. Like, we are quite literally, and I, when people ask, like, well, what's caused you to move up there? Do you have family up there? Is it job? Is it a job? I'm always like, no, it was God. And
yes,
we are moving by faith, quite literally.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been an interesting, interesting journey. I mean, every step has been a moment for growth, a moment for anything that we have had kind of shoved down, because I had a pretty traumatic childhood. I had a lot of stuff that I suppressed and didn't realize until I started healing in therapy when I got older. And there were just things that I could have easily stuck my head in the sand and been like, no, we're comfortable here. We're not moving, God.
Yeah.
Family's here. I'm a Texas girl. Like, we are very prideful in Texas. This is our state.
Yeah.
What do you mean I'm moving to Oklahoma? But then he gave me my perfect little Hallmark town, which has always been a dream of mine, is to live in like this Hallmark / Gilmore Girls town. And I found it.
Yeah.
And he brought us there by pizza, which he knows is my favorite food group. So it has just been such an amazing, awe-striking journey.
Mm-hmm.
When all you have to do is put him in the center of it. It's don't make a decision until you talk to him.
Yep.
Don't make a decision until you have his stamp of approval on it.
Yep.
I mean, we have so much so as put offers in on houses, and I've been like, Lord, if this isn't the house for me, make it to where I can't sign this paperwork. And then lo and behold, I can't sign the paperwork.
Yeah.
Like, it is just crazy how I don't want to make a decision or a move without his stamp of approval on it, because I know whatever his plan is for me, it's way better. It's way better than what I could form on my own.
Yeah.
We could have sold our house and moved in 2 months. We could have sold it for less than market value. You know me, Jay, I was ready to jump and run whenever God said we were moving last
yes.
year. And
yes.
it was towards the end of the year. Like, I am all for blind obedience. Like, I am 150% in, but I put the cart before the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to wait for God to walk with him. And I'm still learning that. There's still days where the moments of panic set in and I'm like, we're moving in a couple of weeks. Our house is still on the market. We don't know where we're moving to, but we're moving.
Yeah.
And old Shelby would have gone in a downward spiral and mulled over that and put myself in an anxious wreck. But now I can acknowledge it. Now I can pump the brakes and be like, wait, this isn't right. This isn't me. This is old me. How do we shift back to me with God?
Yeah.
And so then I go to my closet, which is my prayer closet. We don't have extra closets in this house. So my prayer closet is my closet. And I block out all animals and kids. I have far too many of them.
Yeah.
And I just pray. And there's peace to be had when you can put on some soaking worship music, like put on some instrumental soaking music and just be in his presence. Sit there. You don't even have to talk for the first couple of minutes, which is hard for me. I'm a talker. I'm a talker. And for me to sit there and I probably take 4 or 5 deep breaths, and I just wait. I pray and I wait. And then
Yeah.
I journal. Never in my life have I been a journaler. Now I got a full journal full of notes to God and from God and different
Yes.
things. And it
Yes.
has just been such a journey, such a blessing to be had. And also, there's peace in my house. There is a different atmosphere when you walk in the door that I prayed for years. I mean, haphazardly, I was not a very active prayer prior, but when things would be bad, I'd be like, Lord, fix this, fix this, fix this house. And obviously, I was not the problem. The house was the problem. But so many prayers said about fixing everyone else, fixing my husband, fixing my kids, fixing everything else. But none of that was going to fall into place until I fixed myself, until I got my bamboo shoots aligned, until God and I were hand in hand and we were setting examples for everyone else in the household to follow. And they were very quick to follow. I thought for sure it was going to be years of strife in the house. And my husband did not grow up in a Christian household, and I did. So I thought for sure it was going to be an uphill battle. And it was not. It was more like a downhill tumble where we just kind of rolled together and found this journey, found God, and put him in the center. And it's the marriage of my dreams now. Now, he might not be Hallmark material just yet. We're still working on his romantic side, but is a spiritual leader that I never knew I needed, that I never knew in those days. I mean, I'm human still. There's days where I'm gonna stay in bed. I don't want to get up and have my quiet time. Like I still have those days where we're human,
Totally.
but to have a counterpart that doesn't let you sit in that funk. That's like, no, come on. You'll feel better, even better after we have time with God. Like you'll feel even better after we pray together, after we read. And never did I think I would have a husband that's reading the Bible from cover to cover right now and just loving it and comparing biblical notes. And he's even getting in touch with the prophetic, which is, I love it because
Oh,
that
good.
is where is. That's where my passion is. And I mean, he will see a blue jay and he'll be like, wait, that one means, what does that one mean again? Or we saw a hummingbird the other day and he was like, that's a sign of hope, isn't it? And I'm like, yes, good on you.
I love.
But this journey has just been so God-filled and one that I never saw coming. One that when you're looking down the barrel of your life and it looks dark, you can't necessarily see all the good that's going to come. You can't see everything that God has in store for you, but you have to let the light in so that you can see it, so that it'll highlight things and start praying, start spending quality time. If you don't know where to start in your Bible. Like it's the living book and word of God. It is, we were joking yesterday about how everything costs money. Even a Bible costs money, but there's free Bible apps out there. Like you can get it for free if you try hard enough. So start there. And the more time you spend in his word, the more time you'll be hungry for him. The more time you will have this drive to go deeper. I think that's kind of what's been driving me the most is every time I hit a new level of intimacy with him, I'm like, ooh, I like that. Let's go deeper. Mm-hmm. Like, let's take it to the next level. Yeah. Say I'm leveling up. I'm like, I'm leveling up. Let's do it. Put more weight on the bar. Come on.
That's it.
But it has been a whirlwind. And I mean, there was even a season there where I told you I felt like I was in a tornado, but I'm in my little God bubble. And like everything around me is blowing around and going psychotic. And every now and then I'd stick my head out of my God bubble and then be like, nope, and go back into my God bubble because everything was terrifying outside of that. Yeah. But then he calmed the storm. And then I was able to come out of my God bubble. It was almost like it burst. And then everything was beautiful. Like the Wizard of Oz, you know, everything was in color once I came out of my God bubble again.
Yeah.
It was all beautiful and happy.
Yeah.
But all in all, it's been fun.
Yeah.
It's been a journey, but it hasn't been easy.
No.
It's been a commitment. It's been something. It's taken work. It's taken, I mean, almost dissecting yourself open to see the worst parts of you and being okay that you had those worst parts, but that they're dead and gone. They're gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just,
it's amazing. Like, as you're talking to, I'm thinking about like even like a metaphor of, you know, when you've been on sugar or processed food and these foods that taste good to you, or you think that they're like great for you, right? And then all of a sudden you're going to go drink green juice. Like, that's not a logical shift. You're like, my body does not want green juice. It wants like this sugar filled soda, or it wants to eat this sweet product over here. Like, I don't want green juice. Like, that tastes like nasty, right? But when you start actually giving your body what it needs to function, like, now you're like, oh, like, I feel good. Like, I'm not in headaches all day, or I'm not super anxious, or I'm sleeping better. Like, I actually feel good. Like, you know, so that's kind of what it's like when you go on a spiritual journey. You start, what you were saying, like, you make a huge decision, like one that you can't go back from. And then you start detoxing, and it's always the worst at the beginning. Like, all of
your nose and tongue.
Yeah, like all the toxins come up and you're like, oh God, like this too, like all that stuff just like floats to the surface and you have to deal with it. And I was thinking as you were talking, there's way more testimonies than even that you voiced. And the ones that you voiced are huge, right? So it's like leaving a career, right? Breaking free of addictions, pulling all these masks off, which are really your identities of who you thought you were, who you had to be. Showing up powerfully in your family when there were days where you just wanted to leave the house. Do you know what I mean? Like, anything but here. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to be in here. Like, what do you do?
The marriage. I mean, and for, I'm comfortable sharing for those that don't know, there was infidelity in my marriage. There was stuff that people don't typically come back from.
100%.
And there was a running peace and forgiveness and just godliness that was in the middle of all of that turmoil.
Yes.
I mean, when people hear our story, Reese and I's story, and our testimony about how we put God in the middle of our marriage, there are so many people that are just like slack-jawed.
Yeah.
What? You came back from that. And
yes.
I'm here to say, if our marriage can come back from that,
yeah,
any marriage can. I can be deemed restored for the toxic mess that I was.
Yeah.
Anyone can. And sure, I can doll it up with makeup and I can look normal on the outside, but I was ugly on the inside. Everything was icky and dark. And it took God to shine a light on certain things, but he's got to shine a light on them to get them out.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the biggest thing, was putting him in the center and letting him shine a light.
Yeah. It's truly amazing. Even in the middle of that, right? So you're showing up, you're going on God adventures all of a sudden. So it's like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing today. And then like, there's a friend mission. Do you know what I mean? Or like, then there's like something going on with a family member, right? Like, there's, God's just showing you what to do every day, which is so amazing. And then you start serving too. So for those of you that don't know, Shelby runs Friday Fire in Courage Co., right? So you started a small group. Like, you're basically becoming this human that you had no idea was in you, and strangely loving it over time, like resisting it, but then growing into loving it.
And I have more joy on a consistent,
Yes.
stable basis
Yeah.
Now than I ever did bringing in six figures with a job, than I ever did saying I had a book of business at before 30 that would impress most people. Like,
Yeah.
no,
Yeah.
none of that matters. What matters is the joy that I feel now, because it's different. It's different than your worldly satisfying things that you get happy for a few moments, but it's not godly joy. And that's what I have in my heart now, is true joy. And Friday fire, man, one thing I love to do is share my fire with other people. I have such a fire for God. I have such a heart for God. And one, I call it a superpower. I have a superpower of shifting perspectives, of taking a look at one scenario and saying, how can we look at this from a different perspective, whether it be from somebody else's perspective or from God's perspective. I mean, right now we're going through biblical characters and looking at different perspectives of their lives. Like, we're doing Moses right now. And what if God hadn't had his hand in every single moment of Moses's life? From the moment he was born, he was saved by God. While he's in the Nile River, he was saved by God. He was raised by Pharaoh's daughter, and his mom got to breastfeed him. Are you kidding me? Like, what a holy shift moment. It's one of my favorite cast phrases. What a holy shift moment. That if this didn't happen, then this couldn't have happened, and then this couldn't have happened. And the same story is true with our lives. The same thing is said. He has such an intricate, detailed plan for our lives. As long as we obey, as long as we take the time to get to know him, it'll change.
And you did such a beautiful thing. So you, having gone through the mastermind, right? Like, you went back and you did a year in review. You even looked at some of the first calls of you getting into the mastermind to like some of your final calls. So tell me about that experience and what it was like for you to almost see like former you to now this evolved version of you. What was that like? And this is a year. This is not a long time. Like, it might seem like forever as you're walking through it, especially if you're like a doer, full speed ahead kind of a person, but that in the bigger picture of your life is really not that long to have the level of breakthroughs that you did that are real and lasting and sustainable, not these like quick fix kind of breakthroughs that some people can brag about that aren't real.
Correct. It was almost hard. It was painful to my ears.
Yeah.
To hear myself talk back then.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still me. My character, my personality, everything, my vivaciousness, whatever you want to call it, everything about me is still there, but I'm 10 times better. I'm more loving. I pray for people constantly. I mean, I'm interceding for people in prayer. When I was 100% that person that was like, yeah, I'll pray for you, and then never giving it a second thought. Yeah. But there is power in prayer, and I'm seeing that. One of, I mean, the biggest things that I can tell just from knowing myself and watching those videos is the masks. I can see them on. I can spot them like this.
Wow.
I can see them. And I can be like, what? Why are you being that way? And I mean, you've suggested a couple of different times, like doing your year in review and even going through your phone and looking at pictures. My smile has transformed over the last year. It's not fake. It's not something that is plastered on your face because someone said, say cheese. My smile's genuine now. Like, my joy is genuine. It's happy. And it's just different. And so to see Shelby that started Mastermind 12 months, 12 months ago, to which God has given me a new name now. So to see Evangeline doing stuff now, like the character traits that I have, the differences in who I am, it has just been humbling almost, not almost, very extremely humbling, but
for real humbling.
Like for real, it's humbling, but it's dumbfounding. It's also, I mean, he restored my childlike wonder. It's wondrous what he can do in a short amount of time with just you being obedient. And I'm not always obedient. I am stubborn. Yeah. I am stubborn.
Yes.
But he got a hold of that.
Well, what I love too, it's like the very thing that you were resisting, this is such a powerful lesson, the very thing that you were resisting or that really irritated you, right now, God is made full in you, right? The Lord has made his joy full in you, where it was one thing that you were like, I don't know, that's for me. So for anybody listening too,
Yes.
Like be on to whatever the thing is that you're resisting, because that might be the enemy preventing you from an entire year of breakthrough and transformation and a ripple of holy shifts and God encounters for other people that you're connected to, and a service and really a ministry that you didn't know that you were capable of showing up in. Like, this is insanity when you see what is happening here. It's almost like the Saul to Paul transformation. Right? Nobody would picture that happening, right? That level of going through that transformation, that looks ridiculous. Like if you knew Saul, there's no way that you would see Saul being Paul. Zero chances, right? But God specializes in that. And so just think about, what are you resisting? Like there's probably something maybe similar to you that you've been craving or that you've been asking. Maybe you haven't even voiced out loud, but you're resisting it at the same time. So it's like you want the answer, but you're terrified to move into the answer. What if you just went for it though?
Just do it. Like he says, just do it.
Yes.
Like here's my, from listening to the podcast and your voice being like nails on a chalkboard,
yes,
to signing up for one-on-one coaching and then the mastermind, like just so many different things. There were so many opportunities that I could have backed out. I could have said, no, yeah, I'll stay in my comfy little unhappy bubble. But if you just do it, if you listen to those pulls, if it is for your betterment, if the Bible confirms it, if it is something that is going to develop and grow you, just do it. Start with, I mean, we can do a Juliana Page book plug right here, right now. I can tell you, stepping into royalty was one that I read, I believe, 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
I think I read it from start to finish 3 times. I mean, get a book. If you're not ready to make the commitment to do one-on-one coaching or to do the mastermind, you're already listening to the podcast. You're already taking that step.
Yeah.
Take it a step further. Level up. Put more weight on the bar. What's the next step for you? Because there's always a next step. There's a next step for me, and I know what it is, and God and I are working on it currently, and we're I'm doing the trainings and the coachings and things.
Which you didn't even know about the prophetic a year ago, right? Like your first encounters were through the book and the trainings that were in Courage Co., right?
Correct.
That is also insane. So like just scale back for a second, because God, the other thing too, like you wouldn't have known these steps to take, right? So it's like your genuine surrender and these genuine prayers for help, God then surrounded you with community and people and support and tools. And then as you were getting healthy and whole, he started giving you new dreams and new desires and new pursuits, which has totally changed your life. Like now you're on fire for God and you were not operating that way before. Like it's truly miraculous, right? So for anyone thinking too, that you have to know what those steps are, all we have to know is that our steps are ordered and God will keep revealing them as you take them, right? And then that becomes fun because you're like, what's the next step? Versus like being terrified of taking it. Now you're actually encouraged and inspired because you know it's good. Wherever he's leading you, you just know it's good, which probably
it's a treasure hunt.
Yeah, it's a treasure hunt. Yes. God.
Like,
yes.
Sign me up.
Right. That's my point of view, but nobody usually starts there.
Sign me up for the adventure. because yes. That's exactly what it is. And I mean, so many divine encounters have crossed my path, but there's also been ones that I've missed the mark on because I chose to be stubborn. I chose to miss this opportunity. Yeah. I chose to sit in the back seat instead of saying yes. So yeah. For how much growth I've had, there's more growth to come.
Yes.
Because the resources that are available that you can get in this community, the friendships that are there, the mentors that are here, the people that have walked through similar yet completely different walks that are growing and learning with you. Yeah. Like there have been so many phone calls that have either started or ended in tears because yes. somebody in this community answered the phone. I mean, we're in this together. That's what God is building, his family. He wants us to be a family that defies all borders, defies all personalities. I mean, we have quiet people, we have loud people,
everybody.
We have
everybody.
And we all have one thing in common, and it's a heart and a passion for growing and developing, not in our own authority, but with God.
Yeah.
And that's where the difference is doing it his way, not your way. I read so many self-help books. I self-helped myself to death.
Yes.
And was still a very icky person at the end of the day. But when God got in the picture, all of that was forgiven and washed away. And thank you, Lord, that it was, because it was not fun. Yeah. It was not fun the other way.
Yeah. Mm-mm. It's amazing.
I thought it was great. I thought it was grand. I was living just like everyone else was. I was doing the things that everyone in the world was doing. I was pursuing a career. I was, you know, I had kids.
Yeah.
Was I mothering them? Not necessarily. I was kind of just letting them raise themselves because I was at work all the time. But boy, when God gets in the middle of things and he shakes it up a little bit, much like earthquakes, there's tremors, there's stuff that's going to come. It's going to shake. Things are going to fly off the walls and you're going to be like, what is happening? But at the end of it, his plan is so
well, and it's what he says too, right? Like anything that can be shaken will, right? Like things will definitely shake, especially things that are not built on a firm foundation, right? Like unless the Lord builds it, it won't stand. So anything that he's not building will shake. And that's not to scare anybody. That's to recognize that those things are keeping you bound, that those things are limiting you, that those things are not true and authentic, that those will never fulfill, satisfy, or allow you to evolve. They will always limit you. So when God is shaking something, it's to bring his gentle correction and mercy in some sort of way, because it could always be much worse, and then invite you into his wonderful new that he knows will deeply satisfy you and fill you with joy and purpose and life, and truly fulfill that message of your ladder. No matter how you started, your ladder shall be greater than your former, right? And he will redeem time, he will restore years. He knows exactly how to do these things, and you will be alive. Like you will be so whole and alive. Like it will truly be a version of you that you don't know is in there, that you're so in awe to have met. And now that you get to be in the world, it's truly inspiring. And that brings you energy, that brings you passion, that brings you inspiration to be showing up differently every day. So I am so honored to have been a part of this journey and sort of be a spiritual running buddy or a guide on the side. It's been phenomenal to watch you just confidently level up over and over and over by surrendering and humbling yourself time and time again, but then paying it forward and showing up and just sharing your testimony, sharing the authenticity from removing all the masks, sharing examples of what's possible with God, telling people about encounters that you have. It's amazing. And I know God is just getting started. So thank you for sharing all of it and showing up and doing the work.
But that's why we do this, is we want God's story to get out. You can't just have a life-changing experience and then keep it to yourself, because you want everyone to feel what you feel. I mean, I look at people at the grocery store that you can just see the discontentment within them. And I'm like, God loves you. But most people don't. They receive that very well.
So, like, bring it back a little bit. Tame it down just a little bit. Oh, my God.
You want these stories to get out there because that's why he does it, is to show what's possible with him.
100%. 100%. Thank you so much for sharing on the God's Vibes podcast. What would you tell anybody as we close here today if they want to be a part of Courage Co., if they want to be in the mastermind, if they want to move it from the podcast to deeper exploits like you've experienced? What would you say?
Back to my Nike phrase, I'm gonna say just do it.
Yeah,
stop resisting. There was one point where you told me resist the resisting.
Yeah.
And that echoes pretty frequently in my head. Resist the resisting. Whatever he's put on your heart is your next step. Stop delaying it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Amen.
And let him take control. I mean, what a relief that you don't have to control every moment of your life.
Yeah.
As a high functioning person, what a blessing, because I tried it my way for 32 years. It did not
work.
Go well.
It's making me think of it's Philippians 2:13. It is so good, but it talks about how, where is it? It's right here. So this version specifically, not in your own strength, for it is God who is all the while effectually at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and desire both to will and to work for his good pleasure, satisfaction, and delight. So to me, similar to you, somebody that, you know, would binge personal development expecting that that would work, or that would just try to motivate yourself into breakthroughs, right? Like, this is freedom, because you don't even have to desire it. God will give you desire, and then he'll give you the will to show up. Just like you breaking the addiction. It's like, okay, God's like, I will remove this thing, but here's your part. And don't worry though, like, I'll give you the desire to do that and the ability to do it. And you're like, okay. So I always say that he does the heavy lifting, but I think there's so much freedom for somebody that thinks that this is just going to be the hardest thing that you've done in your life. While that is true, you're graced for it. You're empowered to do it. So when you say yes, it's like the energy, the creativity, the resources, everything surrounding that, the angelic support will back you up and walk you straight into these things that you're praying for.
Going to force you to do anything.
Yes.
But when you say yes, you're giving him permission.
That's it.
To take the reins.
That's it.
And that is the thing, is say yes. Give him the reins. Heck, I was throwing them at him. Take them. I'm done. Yes. I'm out.
Jesus, take the wheel, literally.
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 But just do it. Stop That's resisting good. Because whether it's the mastermind, whether it's ordering the book, Audible. I mean, there's so many resources out there that just this community offers.
Yes.
That is biblically and godly founded. It is spiritually driven.
Yes.
There are so many things in this world that mislead us, that misguide us, that tell us this is the way to do it, but boy, are they wrong.
Yep.
And the content within this community is, you don't need to go anywhere else. You don't need to absorb worldly things anymore, because God has already flipped the script and made it all available right here.
Yeah.
So stop resisting, order the book,
just do
download
it.
Download the podcast, listen to the book. Yeah, just do it. Whatever you need to do, whatever is on your heart right now, do that. Do that. Quitting the addiction, do it, but let him do it for you. Let him show you how to do it. And it can be a ugly crying moment where you're like, God, I don't know how to quit this, but he'll show you. He will show you how you're going to do it. And then you're going to do it with him, and you're going to run to your Bible. And there were days where I was literally clinging to my Bible, sobbing, couldn't even open the pages and read, but I was just like, Lord, let me absorb it. Let me absorb your word through these moments. And
you're forever changed.
I survived.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good.
So good. I'm still here.
I'm still standing.
Still here.
Well, thank you for having me on here.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you for doing the legwork. Thank you for, I know I tell you this often, but thank you for your yes, because your yes opened a tidal wave of so many other just do it moments where it's not normal to do our process, to do it this way, but it's God's way, and God's not normal. Yeah. We might be a little weird, but God's not weird. His way is the best way. So just do it. We're going to knock it out. Just
amen. Yes. Supernatural is the new normal.
Listen, if you are not plugged into Courage Co. yet, what are you doing? Courage Co. is a faith-based community off social media that you can access from your phone or your desktop, literally from anywhere. It is a safe place and a sacred space for you to invest in and live your most courageous and impactful story. You can join us for free, for prayer calls and challenges, for a monthly subscription where we have monthly masterclasses, or the God's Vibes Mastermind, where you will get live master life coaching at a price that you won't get anywhere else, 12 weeks of content that we will go through together, or you can navigate at your own pace. You'll have lifetime access to that, a community of women doing this alongside of you, a workbook, and so many other materials to help you on your journey. And I just want you to imagine for a second, having the courage, clarity, and focus to achieve anything you desire. Walking into any situation fully confident, knowing you have everything you need to succeed. Embracing challenges and overcoming obstacles with grace and ease. Feeling only love and compassion for others, no matter how they may have hurt you in the past. Standing up for what you believe in and taking unstoppable action to create the kind of world you want to live in. You're in the right place to take your next step on your journey. When you plug into the God's Vibes Mastermind, I'll teach you how to identify and eliminate the self-limiting beliefs and habits that are stopping you from getting the results you want. I'll teach you how to heal old wounds that have negatively impacted your self-image and self-esteem for far too long. I'll show you how to dismantle the story of who you are and what you can or cannot do in the world. I'll help you expand your consciousness from fear-based limitation to love and compassion and service to the world. I'll help you vanquish the inner enemies that are stopping you from being all that you can be. Release your victimhood and reclaim your power. Develop an aligned mindset and habits to boost your productivity and results. Gain deeper awareness of your own inner light and divinity, and achieve the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual self-mastery needed to achieve any goal. You will learn how to think the way God formed, shaped, and anointed you to think, and succeed the way He always intended, and show up in any situation as the most powerful person in the room, no matter what challenges might appear on your path. If this sounds like something that you want to be a part of, I want to invite you to join the God's Vibes Mastermind. You can get plugged into it over at Courage Co. You can access Courage Co. at any level at www.courageco.org. Together, we will awaken your inner warrior spirit and unleash your capacity to achieve any goal you can imagine. You will become an example of what's possible with God.